And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Saturday the 28th of December. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. News briefing is coming up in 10 minutes after the shipping forecast and a quick look ahead to New Year's Day.
Rough, very rough, occasionally moderate.
Radio 4 marks 100 years of the shipping forecast on the BBC with special editions of Poetry Please.
It's what I like to think of as a little slice of accidental nonsense poetry.
And soul music.
Sailing by becomes this promise of hope that a new day will break.
Plus, we'll hear from some celebrity forecast fans, including Stephen Fry, Val McDermid, and Adrian Dunbar.
It kind of throws your imagination all around these islands, doesn't it?
The Shipping Forecast Day, across New Year's Day, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
So, 100 years of shipping forecast tradition. Absolutely no pressure then, Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thanks for having me. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 28th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Zira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 100 miles west of Seoul at 1023, expected Fitzroy 1029 by midnight tonight. High Alps 1038, slow moving, declining 1032 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at zero. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain then showers, moderate becoming good. South at zero. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair, moderate, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in Humber. Fog patches, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, East Fitzroy. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. West Fitzroy, West Seoul. Cyclonic, becoming northerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. East Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable becoming west or northwest 2 to 4, fog patches at first. Moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea, Shannon. Southwest 3 or 4, veering west 4 to 6. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest, veering west 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, wintry in Bailey. Good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Faroes. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 5, rain 1,700 metres, 1,022 falling slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by south 4. 32 miles, 1,021 falling slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by south 4, 32 miles, 1,021 falling slowly. Lowick, southwest 5, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, drizzle, 16 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1028, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 2, 1 mile, 1030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 1, 5 miles, 1029. Jersey, south-southeast 1, mist, 4 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 1, 11 miles, 1029. Scilly Automatic, southwest 2, 24 miles, 1029, falling more slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, mist 1 mile, 1027, now rising. Ronald's Way, west by north 1, 32 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by west 4, mist 4 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday, 28th of December. General situation. A slow-moving ridge of high pressure covers southern areas of the United Kingdom with light winds and some mist and fog. Strong winds across Shetland will extend further south across Scotland during Saturday, with a risk of gales later. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or less, increasing 4 or 5. Fog patches at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 3 or less, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Fog patches for a time, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly later. Fog patches for a time, poor becoming moderate, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable becoming west or northwest later, 3 or less. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 or 4. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, southwest 3 or 4, veering west 5 or 6 later. Occasional drizzle, fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly, veering westerly for a time 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly for a time 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west later. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, veering west later. Fair, then squally showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes.
And that was Elizabeth Rizzini. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 28th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. And these are this morning's headlines. The World Health Organization says an Israeli army raid yesterday has shut down northern Gaza's last major health facility. The TUC is calling on the government to get serious about improving public sector workers' pay. And in sport, Arsenal have moved up to second in the Premier League with a victory over Ipswich Town. The World Health Organization says the Israeli army has put the last major health facility in northern Gaza out of service. It said initial reports showed key departments were destroyed in a raid on the Kamal Adwan hospital. Israel said that Hamas was using the site as a command center but hasn't provided evidence. Mimi Syed, an American doctor working at another hospital in Gaza, says the remaining health services will struggle to accommodate patients.
Our hospital is barely functioning. We have overburdened our healthcare system. There are no resources for even the patients that we have, as far as like medical equipment, medical supplies go. Even the basic things are lacking here. So to think that there will be a large influx coming in from the north, it's an overwhelming feeling.
The US Special Envoy for Yemen has said there should be no attacks on civilian targets following Israel's strike on the international airport in Sana'a. Tim Lenderking told the BBC that ports and airports were vital routes for the aid effort in the country. The United Nations coordinator in Yemen, Julian Hannis, said that the incident had endangered civilians.
What was most frightening about that airstrike wasn't the effect on us. The airstrikes took place as a civilian airliner from Yemen Air, carrying hundreds of Yemenis, was about to land. And in fact, that airliner from Yemen Air was landing, taxiing in, when the air traffic control was destroyed.
The United States says it has seen evidence that a plane which crashed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday, killing 38 people, may have been brought down by Russian air defences. The White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said the US had offered to assist the investigation into the crash, in which 38 people died. Moscow hasn't responded to the claims. The TUC leader, Paul Novak, is calling on the government to get serious about improving pay for public sector workers. Some unions have raised the prospect of renewed industrial action unless the proposed pay rise of 2.8% for teachers, NHS staff and civil servants is improved. The government says that it's committed to rebuilding public services, but it's vital that pay awards are fair to both workers and taxpayers. Mr. Novak had this message for ministers.
If you're serious about repairing and renewing our public services, you have to be serious about public sector pay. So, yes, our unions will be making the case for decent pay rises for their members. They'll be arguing for the